boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
No.
In the bunker's living room.
Edith, I'm telling you for the last time, no, stop bugging me about it, will you? I ain't gonna go to that funeral. I've been to enough funerals to last me a lifetime.
If you can't pay your last respects to poor Aunt Rose at her grave, you should at least go to the visitation and pay your next to the last respects.
Edith, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I didn't have no respects for the woman at all.
And that visitating, I hated that.
Do you know that that's worse than the burying? I mean, at least with the burying, you're outside, you know? I mean, you can look away. You can look at trees there, or maybe a traffic jam or a holdup or something. Going into one of them mortuary joints, it gives me the creeps.
But you always say that it gives you a lift when you leave.
Archie reads the Inquirer.
Hey, did you see this? Where this boy meets woman, she claims that she slept with six presidents. One a Mexican, one a French, and four Americans.
Archie, please.
No,
the whole family will be there, and they'll wonder where you are.
Well, just tell them you couldn't take me off my kidney machine.
Edith shoves him.
Don't. Will you please? Besides, if I go with you, who's going to take care of the kid?
Oh, I can get a babysitter.
No, you know that I hate strangers in our home.
Archie,
Edith, case closed. Case closed.
Edith shuffles toward the kitchen. Then stops and turns back.
I wish I could tell her how bad I feel. I should have gone to see her when she was slipping away.
Oh, well, Lord knows you had plenty of chances for that, Edith. That old ruin's been slipping away for the last 30 years.
Edith tests a pot of soup on the stove.
Oh, I kept meaning to go, but something always came up.
Ah, come on, will you? Nothing came up, Edith. Why can't you be honest with yourself? You often said yourself that she was the one relative that you misliked the worst.
Oh, no. I just said that she was the one that I didn't like the best.
You'd find something to like in Castro's beard.
Poor Aunt Rose.
Don't give me the poor Aunt Rose, will you? Boy, that woman hated me. Well, I'll never forget at our wedding, Edith, the way she come up there and right in front of everybody hollered at you. Edith Baines, you're marrying a very common person.
Yeah.
Edith nods to herself.
Well, boy, that cut into me over the years, Edith. And I'll never forget when she wrote that letter about me to dear Abby.
Oh, Archie, Rose never wrote that letter.
Oh, come on, Edith. The woman who wrote the letter was from Ozone Park, right? And she signed the self-disappointed, right?
Well, there's lots of people that's disappointed in Ozone Park.
Yeah, and you remember what the woman said? Just dear Abby. I got a niece that married a bum. Now, who else could that be but me?
Stephanie bounds down the stairs.
Hold the stuff. Where are you going?
Well, I'm gonna pay a little visit to poor Aunt Rose.
She's still sick?
Oh, no, not anymore. She passed away.
Oh, what do you mean, passed away? She didn't have gas. She died.
Died?
That is correct, kiddo. D-Y-E-D, died.
You mean D-I-E-D. D-Y-E-D means changing colors.
Well, I bet she'd done that, too.
Anyway, I'm gonna go see her before her funeral. I meant to go before she went, but she went before I could go. And I made all that nice chicken soup for her, but you and Uncle Archie can have it for dinner. Poor Aunt Rose can't eat it now.
Well, I bet if you put it on a corp and she make it grab for it.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Auntie.
Stephanie jumps into Archie's lap.
Take it easy.
The soup's all hot. All you gotta do is put it on the table. Bye.
Yeah, enjoy yourself, Edith.
I'm glad I didn't have to go. I'm scared of dead people.
Yeah, well, this person in particular was more scary when she was alive.
The only dead person I ever saw was a cat.
I hope it wasn't around here.
No, in Central Park.
Oh, Central Park. Well, then the cat must have got mugged.
What's it like to be dead?
Well, how come you're looking at me? You see any flies on me?
I just wonder what it feels like.
Well, it must feel terrible, huh? Mm-hmm. I mean to say, there can't be much fun, huh? Mm-mm. Like, for instance, you wouldn't have no appetite for chicken soup, would you? Which you have now, huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then just be glad you ain't dead, and let's eat.
They climb out of Archie's chair. Later, at the funeral home.
Right this way, Mrs. Bunker. This is our slumber room.
Where is everybody?
Well, you're here, and she's there.
Oh.
The funeral director points to an open casket and rows of empty chairs.
I meant the others. Am I too early?
No, as a matter of fact, you're not. You're the only one who's been here so far.
Oh.
Edith glances about.
It's a nice room.
Thank you. If ever the need should arise, Mrs. Bunker.
He hands her his card.
Oh, thank you. But my husband and me are already spoken for.
His smile disappears, and he pockets his card.
If you want anything while you're here, just ring our hospitality bell. Excuse me.
Are you sure that nobody else has been here?
Not a soul.
The funeral director backs out of the room and shuts the double doors. Holding a bouquet of flowers, Edith avoids looking at the open casket and glances up at the ceiling instead. She slowly turns, looking all around, except at the casket. She steps to the door, but stops and hangs her head. Sadly, Edith turns to face the casket. At the funeral home, Edith places the flowers on the closed half of the casket, then turns to the open top. Her mouth falls open as she stares at her gray-haired aunt. She edges closer and examines the body. Edith leans in, trying to peer into the closed half of the casket, then steps back and smiles bashfully.
Aunt Rose.
She holds a finger to her mouth.
I wish you could hear me. You look like you can hear me.
She glances over her shoulder.
Aunt Rose, I'm sorry that I never came to see you all those years, but I didn't think you wanted to see me because you was mad at me for marrying Archie. Then years later, when we bumped into each other at Gertz's department store on Jamaica Avenue, and I said, "Hello, Aunt Rose," and you said, "Are you still married to that bum?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And you walked right away from me. You was wrong about Archie. He's been a wonderful father and husband. Oh, husband first, of course. No one can say that you didn't have a chance to marry. Oh, that man that lived next door to you loved you with all his heart. What was his name? Don't tell me.
She drops her purse into the casket. Edith considers, then glances at Rose. She quickly reaches in to pull out her purse.
Oh, Aunt Rose, I want to tell you how much it meant to me when I was a little girl to visit your farm in Mineola. Oh, why, the summer used... Oh, Rasmussen, that was the name of the man who loved you. Rasmussen, Byron Rasmussen. He kept goats in his living room. Never talked.
Edith turns and looks around. She checks her watch. Edith turns back to Rose.
It's a shame the others didn't come, but we're having a nice visit. We're getting to know each other.
Reaching into the casket, Edith fixes Rose's hair.
Getting to know. Getting to know about you.
The funeral director returns.
Getting to like you.
He stares wide-eyed.
Mrs. Bunker, I just made some coffee. Please, maybe you better have some, huh?
She spots three cups on his tray.
Well, just one.
He glances at Rose.
I know. Why don't you sit down for a while, huh?
Thank you.
She takes her coffee to one of the seats.
Mrs. Bunker, would you mind if I take a couple of the chairs out of here? We have a very large bereavement in the Eternal Peace Room.
Go right ahead.
He sets down the tray.
Excuse me. Standees are ready over there.
He leaves with two chairs.
I ain't left yet, Aunt Rose. I'm just sitting over here where you can't see me.
The door opens, and a young man in a suit steps in. Edith smiles and nods. Closing the door, the man lowers his gaze and walks in. He sits down in a row behind Edith, and they share a sad grin.
She was a wonderful woman.
Yeah, wonderful.
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 I thought there'd be a bigger crowd.
The others will be here soon, I hope.
When the man starts to cry, Edith moves to sit beside him.
Would you like some coffee?
No, I couldn't. My wife would have come too, but she was just too grief-stricken.
Oh, that's too bad.
Wonderful woman.
Your wife?
No, I mean...
He nods to the casket.
My wife's wonderful, too.
So is my husband.
You know, I thought there'd be a mob. So many people loved her.
Well, you and me are here. At least poor Aunt Rose ain't alone.
He stops crying and looks up.
Aunt Rose?
Edith nods.
You mean that isn't Agnes Moncrief in there?
That's Rose Louise Baines.
Oh. I am so sorry.
Oh, me too. I guess you want the next room.
He looks to Rose.
I'm sorry. It was nice meeting you.
It was very nice to meet you. I hope we see each other again.
He slips into the hall.
You'll see, she looks beautiful.
Excuse me, I think I've got the wrong room. I'm looking for Moncrief.
Oh, just follow these mourners here.
The funeral director approaches Edith.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Bunker. But I'm going to need some more of these chairs. The eternal peace room overfloweth.
He picks up three more chairs.
What a turnout.
With a knit brow, Edith watches him leave. She turns back to the open casket. Glancing about, Edith shakes her head.
I'm sorry you didn't have a bigger send-off, Aunt Rose. I think it's terrible that you have to go alone with nobody caring. It ain't fair. It just ain't fair.
She wipes her nose with a tissue.
I'll miss you, Aunt Rose. Goodbye.
Edith waves, then turns to the door. She stops and looks back.
Have a nice trip.
Edith steps into the hall and finds Archie waiting.
Archie! Oh! What are you doing here?
Well, it was late, so I borrowed Munson's cab. You know, if he got picked up.
Oh,
Where's Stephanie?
Oh, she's with me. She fell asleep in a cab, you know, so I locked her in there.
Was she all right?
Yeah, she's fine. You know, like we used to do with Arthur the cat, I cracked the window open. Where's everybody? You're the last one, huh?
Archie, I'm the only one.
Archie. Well, Edith, you know, see what happens, huh? That's why I make it the first rule in life is always be sweet to everybody.
Archie, I hope that when it's my turn, people will come to say goodbye.
Edith, don't be talking about your turn. Jeez, that's a long way off, you know. But listen, I'll tell you something. When it is your turn, boy, they're going to be coming from more alone, way out in the island, over in Jersey, Brooklyn. The kids will be back in California. Jeez. And I'll be there, won't I?
Oh, Archie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get out of here. Huh?
They hurry off together. Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Story by Sam Greenbaum. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer, Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer, Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Howard Morton, funeral director. Charles Siebert, young man. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions, Incorporated.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.